Chapter 8, The Military Decision-Making Process, Step 5, Course of Action Comparison. Cajun 6 walked into the main command post, CP, and started to fill his canteen cup from a battle-hardened coffee urn on the back table. The executive officer, XO, noticed him. Course of action, COA, decision brief in 5 minutes, he called out to the staff. The rest of the staff was ready for the COA decision brief. They had worked effectively and efficiently to analyze and compare COAs. Working together, they produced a solid decision brief. Cajun 6 looked down at his notes for a few seconds and took a long sip from his cup. Let's get going. I appreciate everyone's effort. The XO acknowledged Cajun 6. Lesson/best practice. If the commander directs a COA, COA comparison and comparison criteria are not necessary and can save the staff planning time. However, if options are developed within the single COA, planners must compare those options, advantages/disadvantages. Commanders decide how they want to fight via the single COA. The staff completes the COA and adjusts it to make it work. COA comparison is an objective process to evaluate COAs independently and against set evaluation criteria approved by the commander or the commander's designated representative. The goal is to identify the advantages and disadvantages of each COA before comparing COAs to determine cost and benefit, which then enables recommending and selecting a COA with the highest probability of success and further developing a COA in an Operation Plan, O Plan, or Operation Order, OPORD. The commander and staff perform certain actions and processes that lead to key outputs. COA comparison techniques. Descriptive. Instead of listing a numeric score for each COA, this technique relies on a few short sentences or bullets to convey advantages and disadvantages. Advantage. This is a good tool for starting dialogue. Disadvantages. Comparing advantages and disadvantages in a time-constrained environment can be difficult, which can force limited dialogue and an incorrect decision. Comparison. Based on the number of COAs, each evaluation criterion receives a value from 1 to 10, with 1 being best. When all evaluation criterion are added together, the COA with the lowest value is chosen. Advantages. The comparison is easy to perform. Disadvantages. The comparison can distort differences between COAs. For example, if a potential operation has two evaluation criteria of fuel used and casualties, comparing COAs using this technique potentially results in 1 gallon of fuel equal to 1 casualty. Plus or minus. For each evaluation criterion, instead of assigning a value, assign a plus or minus to signify the COA is either favorable or unfavorable. Add pluses and minuses for the criteria, with a plus neutralizing a minus for an overall score. For example, 3 pluses and 2 minuses results in a score of +1. Advantages: this technique is fast and provides an easy way to understand the information. Disadvantages: complex evaluation criteria might be oversimplified. Relative value. The raw score for each evaluation criterion is assigned a relative score of 0 to 100. The worst raw score receives a 0, and the best receives a 100. The rest of the COA's raw scores receive a proportion of the score. Add scores together. The highest score is the recommended COA. Advantages. This technique better captures the advantages and disadvantages of each evaluation criterion. Disadvantages. The conversion to a score takes a stronger understanding of mathematics and ratios. Therefore, this technique can be difficult to use initially. Conduct advantages and disadvantages analysis. The COA comparison starts with all staff members analyzing and evaluating the advantages and disadvantages of each COA from their perspectives. Staff members each present their findings to the other staff members for their consideration. Using the evaluation criteria developed during mission analysis, MA, and refined during COA development, the staff outlines each COA, highlighting its advantages and disadvantages. Comparing the advantages and disadvantages of the COAs identifies their benefits and associated risks with respect to each other. Compare courses of action. A comparison of COAs is critical. The staff uses any technique that helps develop those key outputs and recommendations that assist the commander in making the best decision. A common technique is the decision matrix. This matrix uses evaluation criteria developed during MA and refined during COA development to help assess the effectiveness and efficiency of each COA. The decision matrix is a tool to compare and thoroughly and logically evaluate COAs. However, the process may be based on highly subjective judgments that can change dramatically during the course of evaluation. During COA comparison, rankings are assigned from 1 to the number of COAs that exist. Lower rankings are preferred. After assigning ranks to COAs, the staff adds the unweighted ranks in each row horizontally and records the sum in the total column on the far right of each COA. The staff then multiplies the same ranks by the weights associated with each criterion and notes the product in parentheses underneath the unweighted rank. No notation is required if the weight is 1. The staff adds these weighted ranks horizontally and records the sum in parentheses underneath the unweighted total in the total column to the right of each COA. The staff then compares the totals to determine the most preferred, lowest total COA based on both unweighted and weighted ranks. Although the lowest total denotes a most preferred solution, the process for estimating relative COA ranks and relative criteria weighting may be highly subjective. Commanders and staffs cannot solely rely on the outcome of a decision matrix, as it only provides a partial basis for a solution. A decision matrix is a starting point for dialogue between the commander and staff. During the COA comparison process, planners carefully avoid reaching conclusions from a quantitative analysis of subjective weights. Comparing and evaluating COAs by each criterion is probably more useful than merely comparing totaled ranks. Judgments often change with regard to the relative weighting of criteria during close analysis of COAs, which will change weighted rank totals and possibly the most preferred COA. Upon review and consideration, the commander, based on personal judgment, may accept the results of the decision matrix or elect to execute one of the other COAs. The staff compares feasible COAs to identify the one with the highest probability of success against the most likely enemy COA, the most dangerous enemy COA, the most important stability task, or the most damaging environmental impact. The selected COA generally poses the minimum amount of risk to the force and mission accomplishment, places the force in the best posture for future operations, provides maximum latitude for initiative by subordinates, provides the most flexibility to meet unexpected threats and opportunities, provides the most secure and stable environment for civilians in the area of operations, AO. Staff officers often use their own matrix to compare COAs with respect to their functional areas. Matrixes use the evaluation criteria developed before the war game. Their greatest value is providing a method to compare COAs against criteria that, when met, produce operational success. Staff officers use these analytical tools to prepare recommendations. Commanders provide the solution by applying their judgment to staff recommendations and making a decision. Conduct a course of action decision briefing. After completing the analysis and comparison, the staff identifies its preferred COA and makes a recommendation. If the staff cannot reach a decision, the XO decides which COA to recommend. The staff then delivers a decision briefing to the commander. The XO highlights any changes to each COA resulting from the war game. The decision briefing includes the commander's intent of the higher and next higher echelon commanders, the status of the force and its components, the current intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB, each COA considered including assumptions used, concept of operations brief review, COA analysis results, modifications to friendly COAs, evaluation criteria results, advantages and disadvantages, including risks of each COA. The recommended COA, if a significant disagreement exists, then the staff should inform the commander and discuss if necessary.